Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Our pal, Jake Cronenworth. It's a rare treat that we get to talk to, Crony at the beginning of the season. We usually get him in spring training, and we'll say hi around the ballpark, but he joins us this morning right here on 97.3 The Fan. Padres first baseman, Jake Cronenworth. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I know you're in the lineup, so I certainly, as you always are, but I appreciate you joining us on a day where, you know, you need to get your work in, so it's very much appreciated. Do you believe in the announcer jinx? Because I think yesterday's offer was totally, totally my fault when we announced you were coming on today.
Oh, no. Is that why?
That's why. Yeah. No, you did it. You did everything right. I said, hey, we're having Crony on tomorrow. It'd be nice if he, you know, had a couple doubles, or a couple RBI, didn't hit into a double play. That'd be great. And then I watched the game and I went, oh, my God, this is my fault. So your process was right. The approach, the work you put in was all good. It was totally on me.
No, I don't think it was on you. There's a guy who usually sits here in the front row next to the on-deck circle. And he wasn't here the first night, and I was looking for him, and I didn't get a hit. And then he showed up the second night, and I was like, no wonder I didn't get any hits. You weren't here. And then he showed up. I got three hits, and he wasn't here yesterday. But he's coming back today. So
who is this guy? He's a magician.
Padres fan? Rockies fan?
Yeah, is he a Padres fan?
No, he's a Rockies fan. He's been like a season ticket holder forever, but every time we come here, he always like yells at me. He's like, take it easy on us, Jake.
Oh, it's great.
He's awesome. He's such a nice guy. But I told him the other day, I said, no wonder I didn't get any hits. You weren't here. And he showed up, and I had three hits. But he's coming back today.
Big day. Big day coming for Jake Cronenworth this morning. It's been, you know, listen, man, it's been fun watching you have a good start to your season. You're barreling the ball. I don't ever go search my name on Twitter. I would imagine for baseball players, do you go and look at, like, your Baseball Savant page and say, wow, my expected batting average is really high, or my barrel rate and all that? I know they have that info for you. Is that something you're into?
Yeah, I think, like, you know, every once in a while, you know, whether it's to kind of re-solidify what you're doing or, you know, just look at it and, like, be like, man, I'm actually, like, doing things really well right now, even though the results might not be there. Like, I'm doing the right things before the game. I'm doing the right things in the batter's box. I'm making the right decisions. It's just, you know, some days it's just not going my way and I'm lining out, you know, a couple times or, you know, three times in two nights. And, you know, I think it's always good to just look at it. It's reassuring, like, no, stay with what you're doing and, you know, keep going out there and having the at-bats you're going to have and good things are going to happen.
Yeah, baseball is so process-oriented. Are you – I don't know how superstitious you are. I mean, obviously you are. The guy that's sitting in the front row is going to get you knocks today. So now you've said it on the radio. We got to find this guy and maybe see if we can get him to Petco Park and you can win an MVP or something with him there. It's how superstitious are you?
Not that superstitious. I mean, I played hockey, so I have a little bit of that in me. But it's not—it's nothing crazy. Just like I always put my left sock on first and left shoe on. But I feel like that's just more routine at this point. I feel like everybody's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's OCD. My wife Hannah, as you know, she joins us this morning. Hannah is here.
Who is that?
Did you have a question for Jay?
How's the new house?
It's great.
This is very uncomfortable. Probably just kill her mic. I wanted to ask you. I watch every second of every game. And I wonder to you, like, when you guys go and play in Coors Field, now that's three games in Coors. I don't want to rub salt in the wound here. Three games in Coors Field, nobody's gone yard yet. And are you like, when you go play in Coors Field, are you like, I got to get one out of here. I got to get that ball up in the air. Do you change? I know you probably don't do it consciously, but is there something to that, like probably hitting at Yankee Stadium? I got to yak one down the line. I have to get one out there. Do you change it at all?
No, I think some of the best days you have here is when you try to hit a, you know, similar like when we play at Petco. I mean, such a big place, you know, you got to play with a lot of line drives and keep the ball low. But I think, you know, when you come here, I think if you keep that same approach, you're probably going to have some more success because, you know, maybe that ball you just hit out a little bit out in front, you know, somewhere else, but you hit a little more out in front, here's a homer or a double. I think it just gives you more space, room for error, because the gaps are so big here.
They're so big, and a double at Coors Field is awesome. I always wonder, like, when I play golf in Arizona, I swing way too hard because I think, oh, I can. This is going to go 330 in this dry.
Yeah, I mean,
air.
I think you'd rather try to miss in the air than on the ground here, but you know, it's not one of those things. You're like, I need to hit this ball in the air. I need to hit this ball in the air. No, I think it's just, you know, I think the more quality contact you can have here, 100% reaps the benefits.
Yeah, it's funny. We're talking to Jake Cronenworth. We talked to Adam Jones yesterday, and he said it's just such a big place. You know, a single turns into a double with these massive outfields there. Did you guys give rookie center fielder Jackson Merrill any grief at all last night for assisting that ball over the fence? I had to know this.
Not yet. unless somebody else has. I don't know. I haven't yet. That's a tough one, man.
So tough.
I don't want to get on the guy. He tried to make a great play.
He did.
I didn't even know where it hit on his glove. I don't know if it hit his palm or the top of his glove, but
he's been so good. I mean, he's been so good and playing a new position as somebody that's done that and been moved all around. I know it's for him. He looks pretty natural out there. What is your read on him, you know, at the plate and in the field this year so far?
Yeah, in the field, like, he's just getting more and more comfortable out there every day. You know, it's one of those things. It's not going to be this, you know, you're going to throw a guy out there right away just because he's a great athlete. And, you know, he's going to have success, but he's worked his butt off, and it just seems like he's getting more and more comfortable out there each night, and it's great to see because it, you know, when you got Toddy in right and Pro in left and him in center, you know, it's a pretty dang good outfield to cover some ground and with the speed he has also. And then, I mean, the at-bats, I mean, shoot, all year have been just outstanding. I mean, he competes his butt off and, you know, he puts the ball in play and puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And, you know, what he's been doing for us at the bottom of the lineup is, you know, probably one of the biggest things for us all year, why we've been so good on the offensive side of the ball.
Talking to Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth this morning on Ben and Woods. Now, Jake, we talked to you at spring training. You're the first player we've talked to since the season started now.
Hey.
As fans, it feels like the vibes are different and better. I mean that in a good way than they were last year. From a player's perspective, what is the feeling in the clubhouse so far this season? Is, you know, how has it been with Mike Schilt and just the vibes? They just seem better this year. From the fans' perspective, I'm curious about the player's perspective.
Oh, man, you hit it right on the head, man. I think it's been awesome. I mean, I think, you know, kind of what Schilty presented to the guys in spring training and the direction we wanted to go in with the staff and everything, and, you know, kind of letting the guys take it over from there and just kind of guiding us a little bit and into the season. And it's been awesome. I mean, it seems like everybody's pulling in the same direction every night, and you know, I think the biggest thing you see is, you know, what we've done in the later innings of games, whether we're down or it's a tie game or we're up and we add some late runs. And, you know, I think the amount of big innings or quality at-bats that we've strung together in a row, you know, I think those are the things.
Whoa.
I wish you guys were here to see this. They're doing a science, technology, engineering, math day here, and they just blew up a trash can on the field with smoke everywhere. If that doesn't tell you the vibes are good in the clubhouse.
Vibes are great. Yeah, the vibes are great.
Good sign.
It could be your manager. The smoke coming out of his ears when he was laying into that umpire the other day was one of my favorite moments of the year. I saw that. I went, bro, I do not want to get on Schilty's bad side at all. He was fired up.
Yeah, he's got our backs. And I think that's another thing that kind of shows kind of what the group has and, like, the direction everybody's pulling. Like, man, it's for each other. You know, whether we're right or wrong, it's one of those things, like, man, we're going to fight for each other to the end.
Man, I love to hear it. I know you got work to do and trash cans to blow up. I really appreciate your time
this morning. Before the trash cans, they were shooting toilet paper. They had like a paint roller connected to a leaf blower, and they were shooting toilet paper in the air.
Who's doing this?
What's going on?
It's at the field?
Yeah, there's probably like 4,000 people here right now watching this guy talk on stage on the first baseline.
Boy, they're really wedging in, like, money-making appearances there. Like,
I wish I could FaceTime you guys and show you what's going on.
You can. I mean, if you want
Hannah
to.
Also Hannah just nodded in agreement.
All right.
I didn't.
This is amazing. I hate this. Jakey.
Now that I just looked at it, I think my phone's dead. I'm just kidding.
I'm so over this conversation.
Well, I'm excited to see if the dude in the front row, what does he usually sit? He sits by the on-deck circle. I'm going to look for him today on the broadcast. What does he usually wear, like Rocky's gear?
Yeah, he's got a Rockies polo, Rockies hat, and he's got a goatee.
All right,
nice
I'll check him out. Awesome, man. That's such killer inside info from Padres first baseman. All right, get some knocks today. Take 3 out of 4. Come on home. Another tough challenge ahead this weekend with the Phillies, but really appreciate your time.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you later.
The great Jake Cronenworth on Ben and Woods this morning.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.